Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
New evidence suggests that your animals, your mice, your dogs, your cats, your whatnots.
Your pet mice, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Chickens.
Your pet chickens, I push
you
that in the farm.
Mentioned chickens earlier.
No chickens, no
Puss
farm.
Puss was talking about his chickens.
Yeah. On the farm, yeah.
Great memories.
Right. Used to
no
dress
memories.
Him, precious memories. Dress them up.
No memories.
Vasectomy took away
on Halloween.
Apparently.
He did.
Yeah. Dress them up and then slaughter them.
Those are fun stories.
Yeah.
To hear from the Puss family.
Yeah.
No chickens.
Apparently, those animals, they think now, have a clear sense of time.
I think, well, you know what? It's funny because we've talked about dogs. The old joke from Carlin said, you leave for a minute, you come back. But, you know, my dog, if I leave for a minute and forget the keys, it doesn't act like I've been gone forever.
No.
It doesn't. I think that's one of our big jokes we've had for years. It's not necessarily true. And if I'm gone... Depending on if I'm gone for 6-7 hours on the weekend, or any of us are gone and nobody's around, the dog, you can tell when we get back, it freaks out. Like, you've been gone a long time.
There you go.
So I'm glad they came up with this. I think that's also just one of those things we all just assumed.
Yeah, the discovery was made by a team from Northwestern University, morons.
Complete morons.
Yeah,
Northwestern.
They say that there are many similarities between the brains of mice, cats, dogs, and humans. We all have the region that acts as an inner clock, so it's logical to think that this brain region serves a similar function in all of these different species.
You might not know exactly, but it's
but
it's,
yeah,
it's
you
not,
have a sense of time.
You're further time you are away. That means they also remember. At least dogs remember because they see you. And then, you know, those stories about dogs not seeing their service guys that are going for a year. And they come back, and they're great. They're great videos. They're feel
I'm
good
not
videos.
Crying. You're crying.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Yeah, they're great
Shut
videos.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they find their way back to the old house.
That's crazy.
You know, months later, that years
is crazy,
later.
Crazy, man.
Yeah. But I don't think they can discern the difference
between... No, minutes,
between,
minutes, no.
Listen, you're usually gone 30 minutes to the store. It took you almost an hour.
No, I don't think they...
Right.
They probably couldn't even
Where
tell...
Where you been?
I don't think they know,
getting worried about you.
I don't think they know a difference between a week either, you know.
Yeah, I'm curious.
But I think they do know 5-10 minutes and 7-8 hours.
Well, I
At least
would,
our dog acts different.
I would suggest that they may not have necessarily... what it takes to break it down into minutes or hours or days.
Yeah, they're not looking at the clock.
No, they don't have that concept.
No.
Friend of mine,
I would suggest that.
Used to own a bar. He had has a boxer and didn't live too far away from the bar, doesn't
right.
And middle of the night, dog gone. Oh, no. Like, what? Oh, man. We're like, to us, he's been at the bar before. He brings up the camera to look at, you know, what's going on at the bar. There's the bar or dog sitting outside the door of the bar.
Really?
It's like, you in there?
Hey. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. In there? Hey,
oh,
hey,
that's
man.
Great.
When are you going to come down here?
That's funny.
I need a beer and a shot.
That's
Pronto.
Funny.
Like 4 a.m, dog just sitting outside, like, waiting for it to open.
Come on, man.
My dog's a third shift worker.
Yeah.
Waiting to come in for a few.
Crash test dummies are getting fatter. The Detroit company that makes the world's largest maker of crash test dummies is making them a little bit fatter to reflect the actual people driving the cars.
Yeah, you saw the game.
L.A. got fatter over the weekend.
It did. Yeah. Considerably.
I'd like to work the night shift at that factory.
Yeah.
Making crash test dummies.
Yeah.
This
That'd
company, get creepy.
This company makes 70% of the crash test dummies sold around the world each year.
Yeah, they're making them more human looking. The old two guys in those robot looking things. What were they called?
They had names.
Yeah, they did have names.
Vince and Larry.
Yeah, that was it.
Very good.
But they actually have them look like humans now. Yeah. You're right.
You imagine walking in there at night?
And no.
They're all staring at you?
No, you
the
would
dummies
think
are stuffed with electronics.
Yeah, right.
They're stuffed with electronics to gauge how the body reacts in a crash.
Plus, somebody's going to be doing nasty stuff to one of those robots, you know, eventually. Hey, the night watchman was caught again banging somebody.
Why are these all Ken doll smoothies? Why do you ask, Jim?
Exactly. Are they putting guts on them now?
They look like there's skin on them. You see that video of the dummies they're putting in. There's a commercial that runs that way.
But yeah, they're making them fatter. They're making them to reflect the American people.
And then they put a 30-pound
cheese head on
piece
them.
Of cheese on their head.
Because cheese is a hat.
Yep.
And, yeah.
And apparently a snack.
Right.
And extra weight.
Well, it would also be a cushion at that point. Apparently, making the fatter models also helps with elderly people because they tend to gain weight over the years.
Did the sale of cheese curds go up in L.A. over the weekend at all the sports bars? Probably went.
Well, you would think.
Cheese sticks.
You would think.
Up.
I don't know if anticipated that. But,
you got to hire ahead of time.
I'm guessing they didn't special order in the cheese curds.
I got to guess that if somebody was.
Because I saw some videos of a bunch of Packers at a bar on a Saturday night in L.A. And Packer
that's
fans.
Stunning. No. Packer fan at the bar.
No. I'm just saying they were at the bar. It was cool. But I'm thinking they had to stack up on the cheese curds. You know.
You know how much crash test dummies cost?
Oh, probably a lot more than we think.
That's why, yeah.
More than a sex doll? Ten grand a piece.
20.
50.
75. 100.
You're not bidding on them. I'll just say 10 grand a piece also. How much?
Yeah.
Oh, you could. It is an ungodly number. You could not be more
off. Oh, because they put sensors all over them, too, to find out where.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
$100. Upwards of $100.
$1 million.
Are you kidding?
Dollars
me?
Is what it says right here.
Wow,
man!
And then you just throw them into a car and crash them.
Yeah.
Right.
What if they break?
You got to spend another $1 million.
That's why you get them. That'll cost you $1 million.
Yeah.
And can you get do you get replacement parts or do you just have to buy the whole thing new?
They probably replace this stuff. You know.
See, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. I'd make you buy them new if it was my.
Yeah.
If I was the guy running that company.
I guess so. Splashers Pleasure Park apparently is going to be the first clothing optional water park in Canada. They say it's just going to be a traditional water park spread over 27 acres. However,
we've all been down one of those water slides. If you have no pants on, your butthole is going to be. That's going to happen. But that water hitting your butthole at the end is going to be crazy. You know what I'm talking about, Craig. You go down those water slides and you hit that thing at the end. You know, you have a bathing suit on, so that stops a lot of the pressure from shooting right up there. But you go right down.
Well,
plus, your ball, your whole junk. That's the worst part.
They do say that you're going to have to ride.
Well, you have to lay on your back for sure.
Yeah. They say you are going to have to ride the inner tubes a little bit differently than you normally
that's right,
ride.
The inner tubes. Is it family friendly? Like, hey, Di, Dad and Mom and the kids are all naked in the tubes.
Adults
I don't
only.
Think so.
Dad, get your junk out of the way. You'll hear that.
Yeah.
Adults only.
Adults
that's
only.
Oh, good.
At Splashers Pleasure Park.
Oh, so it's more of a, people will be banging on the tubes going down.
All those things.
Yeah, they're going to be like, you ride on top of somebody, you're naked. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, this story I'm looking at here puts the words massive genital disaster together while talking about this place.
I think so, too. Some guys are really going to get hurt. You got the kids the Frank and Beans flopping around down there. Something's going to get bent the wrong way.
The ball's
going to cross another ball because of the water pressure.
The lead to this story is your idea of danger flirting with a massive genital disaster?
Yeah. And the picture I'm seeing is of a pretty young lady, and I'm guessing that would be the exception.
The exception,
rather than the rule.
Yeah. Oh, Is that the photo of where she looks naked, but she, you assume she's probably not?
Right.
Okay, yeah, that's got to be a stock photo that they got from somewhere. Yeah.
Got to be.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fatties in line for that place.
Well, a friend of mine
which
recently...
Which is fine. You're allowed to be naked and fat.
Recently took a driving tour around the country, Pacific Northwest and whatnot.
Okay.
And he and the wife found, I believe accidentally, I'm not sure,
Blur.
But they ran across, a clothing optional beach.
All right. They're public then, yeah.
Yeah.
We're outside of Seattle.
I forget where. Somewhere up there.
Somewhere on the...
Could have been Oregon. Or
it's
Washington
optional, so you can wear clothing if you want to be on the beach. Right. Okay.
So I said, did you go? I asked this of the wife.
Right.
I said, did y'all go to the clothing optional beach? She says, no, it was populated by very old men.
Oh. Don't need to see
naked,
anymore.
Very old men.
Don't need to see naked old men.
No, no one there.
No.
But naked old men.
That's like going to the gym. How about it, puss?
Man.
Naked old men you know, too, at the gym. That's even worse.
You're
junk in your face.
Dangle that out there when you can't go to the gym today.
That's right.
You got to take
Sorry to tease
oh,
you there.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. That's why he wants to get there. He misses the naked old men.
Yeah.
Going stir crazy.
He can't go for a week.
Yep. You guys standing in front of the mirror at the gym completely
right.
naked for no reason.
You guys want to see...
well, you say no reason.
Well, yeah. In your opinion.
See if you can find my vasectomy scar.
You gotta look close. You gotta look close.
They barely make an incision anymore. You gotta look pretty close.
Check it out.
I dare you to find it.
Shy, you can move things around.
Nope, that's not it.
That's a cigarette burn on that side. Check it out.
Keep guessing.
You're a little crazy.
Poke around in there. You'll find
it. Keep guessing. Nope, wrong side.
That's what they put.
Wrong side.
I'm going to go to that gym and play guess where the vasectomy scar is.
You're not even warm.
Yeah, I'm hot.
But my hand is all of a sudden. Yeah.
Plastic straws, one step closer to being phased out completely in the city of Los Angeles. The city council unanimously approved the creation of an ordinance that requires restaurants and food service providers to withhold plastic straws.
You whiny liberal snowflakes.
Unless requested by a customer. Fast food restaurants are excluded.
I like to have a straw.
Why are they excluded? That's where all the plastic straws come from,
actually,
fast food restaurants.
I like to have a plastic straw coming out of my plastic helmet with a plastic beer holder when I'm drinking.
Apparently, we throw out 500 million plastic straws a day.
That's why you need to have... Nobody throws the helmet out.
That's more than one a person.
I don't use straws. And I
do when I get smoothies. I get smoothies, and the straw comes with
that. That I could do just fine without that.
Oh, I can too. This is one of those stories that won't even flinch people in the future. This won't exist.
Yeah. We're not going to sit around
and argue about this.
People 100 years from now are going to sit around and saying, "Can you believe this society had? Why do we have straws?
Why don't? No, they won't care. They'll turn the glass like we all do. And you just drink."
No, that's when America was great.
With straws?
Where we could have straws.
No, I refuse to live in the past when it comes to stupid stuff like that. They take
or
away the straws.
Just
they take away the straws.
Straws that
don't are biodegradable.
Yeah.
Right.
Stars that are straws that float.
Licorice. Remember they work as straws. Remember you just bite the ends off as a kid?
Yeah.
Might be tough to get a smoothie through those the licorice, but
actually the red vine worked better than the Twizzlers. The Twizzlers was
the hole was small,
a little
but
too thin.
Yeah.
The red vine was a little
but
bit
the Twizzler
bigger.
was strong. It just stuck straight out of your glass.
There's a little more diameter to the red vine.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
At least the hole inside. And we like diameter on your holes inside.
Stop
you
it.
You could suck a smoothie through a Twizzler.
Yeah, you might not want to be known for that. At least I don't. She can suck a smoothie through a Twizzler. That'll be a future saying.
Mm-hmm. More babies are being named after some of the members of the first family, with the ladies' names becoming popular. The new survey of Social Security Administration data shows that the name Melania has surged by 227% since 2015. Ivanka is up by 362%.
Who's naming their kid Ivanka? That's kind of a European...
Ivanka's parents.
I'm talking about, like, would you name a kid if you're born in, like, Kansas, and a little white kid, you're Ivanka. It sounds so European. You know what I mean? I don't really care about the name. I'm just saying. It sounds, you know.
First son's name, Baron, has jumped by 90%.
God. His However, name is ass the name, kicked in school.
That the sounds name, pretty aristocratic,
too. Baron is aristocratic. Both of them are aristocratic.
Well, it's a title.
I know.
But Baron's going to get his ass kicked in junior high somewhere in Hayes, Kansas.
Donald is down 11%. Eric is down 6%.
Oh, because Eric's dumb. That's why. Eric has ruined that name. And Don Jr., obviously, let alone his old man.
No, I think a lot of Erics in general have ruined that name. Not just Eric Trump. There's a bunch of other jackasses named Eric out there.
I don't know,
who
man.
Who have ruined that name.
Eric Clapton's cool.
Seems like there might be a deep-seated memory here that's attached to this
guy. Eric.
Did an Eric hurt you at some point?
A lot of them.
Oh, broke
I'd say
his heart.
The majority of them are jackasses. Yeah. Unless they prove otherwise.
This high school?
I never had a great friend named Eric. I never had a good friend named Eric.
No, I don't have a problem with anybody named Eric.
No.
But I'm sure if I think long and hard enough, I can come up with a jackass named Eric.
I didn't know anybody named Eric really well.
I guess I've known a couple.
Yeah. It's a generic name. Just Eric Trump has ruined it for him.
Yeah.
I've known a couple, but not, like, been close friends
with
any.
No.
Hey, Todd was not used as a bad name last night, I think, on Modern Family.
Really?
What happened?
I think Todd turned out to be the first guy that Julie Bowen had when she was knocking some out in this car
that is
part of the deal.
Good for her.
Part of the episode last night, yeah. And good for Todd.
Yeah.
Everybody, be quiet! Todd's about to masturbate.
I thought that was a positive scene right there, with the name Todd.
Yeah, he was kind of a good guy in that show. We got Eric on the line here.
Eric, I like Eric.
See if this guy's a jackass. Yeah.
All right. So normally I can just sit here in my car and silently say screw you guys. But as one of the non-jackass Erics around the world, screw you guys.
That's Todd. Todd called you a jackass.
Yeah, well, you're associated. So
I'm associated. Screw you guys. Yeah, unfortunately, I am. Thank you, man.
We were just testing you.
Thanks for listening. I love that. No one like to sit here in a car.
Not that today. Eric, now you've done it.
That Eric's not a jackass, but there's probably plenty of them.
Now you've done it.
Normally, basically, why'd you bring me into this?
Right, exactly.
The majority of our listeners, by far, 99.9% of our listeners, just enjoy the show and sit back. And the people that get a hold of us, you know, that's a different group. That's a small group of people, obviously.
But
and this guy's sitting there enjoying.
You're making me do this.
He is minding his own business. And then we
Todd called him a jackass.
Right, then we got to go make it personal.
But then you're associated.
That's when he's got to step in.
Right.
The brightest comet of the year will fly past Earth later this month. The website Earth Sky, and you know, I think I need to look into this a little bit better. The website Earth Sky says that the comet will be closest to us Sunday, December 16th. It'll be one of the 10 closest to Earth since 1950 and the 20th closest approach since the 9th century.
It's going to touch Uranus.
Your rectum.
And come around.
Did that stick to the tape?
Close to Earth.
Yes, it did. And get it away from me then.
The comet and the fuzzy-looking area around it,
which is Uranus,
will be 2 to 3 times the diameter of the moon. The comet should be visible to the naked eye, but of course you'll get a better gander at it using the binoculars or a small telescope, particularly away from city lights.
Thanks for throwing in the word gander. I like that word.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Is that?
You kids, that's to look at something.
It is.
Is that the term the astronomers use?
They can gander at that?
No. That. Look at this.
The fuzzy looking area around it.
Yeah.
Get a gander on this.
Gander at the fuzzy looking area.
Yeah.
Said the astronomer.
That's the official name. That's what all astronomers call it. What do you call that fuzzy-looking area around the comet?
Uranus.
We call that the fuzzy-looking area around it.
Your rectum.
Exactly. They might call it the aura.
No, it's the fuzzy-looking area around it.
Oh. All right.
You were right the first time.
Todd will be in his yard. The rest of us will forget about it. When is
that? I don't want to forget about
when it. When is it?
It's December the 16th.
Oh, that's right. You and Todd can drive 40 miles outside of town and sit somewhere and watch it.
We might not have to drive 40 miles
outside. No, I'm pretty sure that's a Sunday night. I'll be in bed.
Sunday night. Yeah. I don't got time for that.
Yeah.
What day? The 16th?
Yeah.
That is a Sunday night.
That's a Sunday night.
And it's not going to be the phenomenon. The path of totality.
That's true.
Total eclipse thing.
You guys only do that when that happens.
Well, according to Trevor here, well, face
Trevor,
note,
that's an idiot name, too.
Erics could definitely be dicks. And Eric stabbed me in the hand with a pencil back in fourth grade.
Oh, dick.
I'm 30, and there's still a dark spot in my palm where the end broke off.
I got one of those two. I got one of those two, actually.
Effing douche canoe. Yeah.
All right, so we figured it out. Through anecdotal evidence, 100% of Erics are jackasses.
So far, no, the guy that calls
no, the one guy.
Okay, all right.
The one guy.
So he had to 50, stand up for himself.
50% right now are dude. Well, no, two-thirds because we're adding Trump 60, in there.
We'll go 65.
The reason is Trump.
65.
Yeah.
65%.
And I got to figure the one that would I ever do to him. He's probably a pretty good guy.
Yeah, he's good.
I don't know.
He's mad at us.
We don't know that.
We're running about 60-40 right now. Good Erics to bad Erics.
Douche canoes.
More intellectual lightweightery.
Find me your makers.
Makers of what? Poop?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.